Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about Clemson going to South Bend on Saturday night and getting whacked by the Irish? Unranked Notre Dame 35-14 all over the previously unbeaten Clemson Tigers. The Tigers have lost in national title games, semifinals, five times during the regular season. But they haven't lost a game like that. They were down 28-0. They gave up 263 rushing yards. And they gave up touchdowns on defense, offense, and special teams. They didn't score until there was 10 minutes left in the game. Dabo said it was an ass-kicking, period. That's what it is. Just flat out got our tails handed to us. That's unfortunate. It hasn't happened a lot, but it's happened a few times along the way. We've handed out a bunch of them, too. Tonight, we were the bug. We got the bad end of that deal, and we deserved every second of it. It was their worst loss to an unranked team since they lost by 24 to NC State back in 2011. And they lose to Notre Dame, a team that had lost to Marshall and Stanford at Notre Dame Stadium, if that isn't embarrassing enough. How about the Irish? They struck first after blocking a punt for the sixth time this season. That leads the FBS. They pounded Clemson, a defense that was ranked number 7 nationally against the run. They averaged giving up 3 yards per carry, and that is stiff, but not in Notre Dame Stadium on Saturday night. DJ Ugalele and Cade Klubnik, the freshman, both threw interceptions that led to Irish touchdowns, including a DJ throw that corner Benj Morrison went hizzy, 96 yards for a fourth quarter TD to put icing on the cake. Notre Dame running backs Logan Diggs and Audric Estime both clipped 100 yards on the ground against Clemson. Ugalele started but was replaced late in the first half by Klubnik, who had to take over when they were down 14-0. DJ returned and made his first career start at Notre Dame in 2020, if you remember. So he got back in the game late. It didn't matter. Klubnik was no better. He got picked off, too. Dabo said he was trying to spark the offense by putting Klubnik in. He said he was trying to make a play when he threw across his body and got picked. Ugalele finished with 191 yards. 113 of it came in the fourth quarter, but he was sacked 4 times. Dabo said, "There's not a single goal that's not there for us. I know everybody wants to win the national championship, and we don't control that. But what we do control is try to win this division, try to win the league, the state championship, and win the closer, whatever that is. When you do those things, you have a heck of a year." Just a sidebar, did you see SMU in Houston? 77-63 Mustangs on Saturday night in Dallas at Gerald Ford Stadium. The highest scoring regulation game in FBS history. The combined point total of 140 breaks the previous record of 137, which came in 2016 when Pitt beat Syracuse 76-61. SMU and Houston were 6 points shy of the single-game record, including overtime, which occurred in 2018 when A&M and LSU played 7 overtimes in a 74-72 game. The Mustangs led at the half 56-35. You got to be kidding me. Mordecai's 9 touchdown passes combined with 7 from Houston's Clayton Tune also set a new single-game FBS record for touchdown passes, 16. Kansas is bowl eligible. They got that done with a dominant 37-16 win in Lawrence on Saturday against Oklahoma State, whose season is now over after losing the week before 48-0 to K-State. Then you get whacked by Kansas on top of it. Bye-bye, Cowboys. Your season's over. How about Devin Neal of the Jayhawks? He ran 32 times for 224 yards and a touchdown. And how about LSU beating Alabama 32-31 in overtime at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, Death Valley? What a scene down there. Brian Kelly decided to go for 2 against Bama. He said, quote, "If you ask me, hey, I'm going to give you one play, and if you're successful on that one play, you beat Alabama, I would have taken that 100 times out of 100. After LSU answered the Tide's touchdown in the first overtime with a touchdown of their own, Kelly and the Tigers passed on kicking the extra point and went for 2 and the win. Jaden Daniels went to his right, passed to Mason Taylor, and it was a walk-off win in front of their rabid fans. It was impressive. Alabama's playoff hopes, done. LSU's chances of reaching the SEC championship are alive." Kelly said, "That's truly a home field advantage for us about the crowd. And then I thought, tactically, we played smart. We were able to pin Alabama in poor field position, mostly the first half, and made it hard for them. And I thought we just played smart. We didn't turn the ball over. We had the one play where we came out of coverage late. Other than that, I think our guys really played smart football. So the basic tenets of winning games like this is one play at a time, play smart, take care of the ball. I thought we did all those things, and we really grew up today." Daniels threw for 182 yards and 2 TDs, and he ran for 95 and a TD. Kelly said, "It was such a great game, and I've never beaten Alabama," so he was jacked. He said, "I was emotional, not for myself, but I was emotional for our team because I know what we look like in January, and to see where we are today, it's pretty emotional." LSU is now in first place in the SEC West. They play at Arkansas next Saturday. Then they have games at home against Alabama, Birmingham, and on the road against Georgia in the conference championship in Atlanta if they make it. As for the Tide, Saban said everybody needs to check their whole card and focus on improving, whether that's the players improving their personal stock or the team goal of winning 10 games. "I like this team. I think this team is very capable. I think we could play with more consistency, and sometimes we beat ourselves too much, and it's kind of hard to overcome. So it's a tough loss, but there's nobody that feels worse about it than the players. They work their tail off. They compete their tail off, and we just came up a bit short." Alabama plays at number 11 Ole Miss next Saturday before they end the season with games at home against Austin Peay. That'll be really hard. And, of course, the Iron Bowl against Auburn. And then there's defending national champion Georgia. They beat Tennessee's ass between the hedges in Athens on Saturday, 27-13. Don't be fooled by the score. Georgia dominated in front of a rowdy Sanford Stadium crowd. Stetson Bennett passed for 257 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran for another. And the Bulldog defense, who held the high-scoring Vols offense without a TD until the final minutes of the game. Kirby Smart said the players bought in on this team. They understood the plan. They executed the plan. They played extremely physical. They played without ego. And they played complementary football, which is always important. "I'm really proud of the way our guys played." Bennett threw deep. He hit bombs of 52, 49, and 37 yards in the game. Tennessee led the country at 49 points a game. They couldn't do anything. Smart said, "I think physical toughness won out. We talked all week about hunting with a purpose." The Bulldogs are 9-0. They lead the SEC East. And they're in a great position to make the playoff, even if they lose the SEC championship game. Tennessee coach Josh Heupel said, we didn't play our cleanest, best football. Part of that is they have a really good football team. At the end of the day, you hate the outcome. You got to reset. And it was Georgia's sixth straight win over Tennessee. Tennessee receiver Jalin Hyatt said, the Bulldogs are way more physical than Alabama. Georgia's D has allowed just 8 TDs in 9 games this season, and they made Hooker's day miserable. He was held without a TD pass for the first time in 20 games. He was sacked 6 times, 5 times in the second half alone. He had just 195 passing yards. It just wasn't his day. As for the rest of the ranked games, Ohio State struggled in the rain and wind in Chicago and barely survived Northwestern 21-7. Michigan rolled Rutgers 52-17. TCU is 9-0 now, 6-0 in the Big 12. They beat Texas Tech by 10 in Fort Worth. Oregon pasted Colorado 49-10. USC beat Cal, they didn't cover, 41-35, the final at the Coliseum in Lipstick City. UCLA covered the 11, they beat Arizona State in Tempe, 50-36. Texas won at Kansas State, 34-27. I told you they'd beat them again, they own K-State. Utah covered and beat up on Arizona at Rice-Eccles, 45-20. Penn State spanked Indiana at Memorial Coliseum in Bloomington 45-14. The Nittany Lions are 7-2 and 4-2 in the Big Ten. Michigan State, 8 players suspended. They still upset Illinois 23-15 in Champaign. North Carolina got by Virginia by 3. Kansas all over Oak State, 37-16, as I mentioned before. Tulane 27-13 over Tulsa. Pitt beat Syracuse in the Steel City by 19-9, and NC State over Wake 30-21 in Raleigh. UCF by a touchdown over Memphis. So there's all the ranked plays.